Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
Yeah, all the time. It's working right now.
Pussy work.
Now you see me, now you don't. Pussy work.
Your eyes are getting heavy.
Pussy like an orc. Pussy work.
Tell him I'm fucking coming!
Hello, America. Thank you for listening to Ad Hominem Radio. This is Chris Paul.
I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk off.
Here with Jeremy Shear.
What a cunt. You're a cunt now. You've always been a cunt.
Tabitha Jones.
Where did you learn your trade, you stupid fucking cunt, you idiot?
And Kyle Honhorst.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Hey, everybody. Actually, Kyle really is here this week.
Yeah.
The pre-recorded intro, which I'm just going to... I thought maybe I'll pretend that it wasn't pre-recorded. It was.
I think maybe people would pick up on it at some point.
Yeah, we're starting out with honesty here.
Yeah, I totally knew it was pre-recorded.
Right away.
Yeah.
With the honesty. How are you guys doing?
I'm here, aren't I?
You are?
I guess. I hope so.
Alpha Jones.
I'm here, Alpha Jones. I rolled up in here. I said, I'm here.
Alpha Pussy Jones.
Alpha Pussy.
You okay, Jeremy?
I'm not here in spirit. I am somewhere else.
Where?
I have no idea.
Where is your spirit?
It's lost. It's lost in the wilderness.
Damn.
I'm trying to find it.
Great, thanks. Let's do a 20-minute bit on Jeremy's spirit being lost in the wilderness.
Have you been astral projecting?
Man, I wish I could do that, just because, you know, it changed the scenery for me.
I had a friend tell me once that he astral projects because he'll sit and he'll astral project and he'll imagine, like, going to other planets. And he astral projects because he says he's already been to human jail. What's the worst that could happen? He goes to alien jail.
When I was heavy into magic, I thought I could travel from my dreams to other people's dreams.
Hell yeah.
Whoa, what?
Hell yeah.
You're a magician?
Jeremy at the fucking crystal shop. He's like, hey, bitch, I'm going to be in them dreams later.
Like Damien Eccles, like...
Not like
magic. Were you coming on pictures of things and trying to manifest shit?
I wasn't coming on the pictures. I was coming away from the pictures, because you rip up the pictures.
What does the
or burn the pictures?
How does the coming be the magic? My brain just broke on that one.
It's like one way to build gnosis.
I just realized where the idea of hot Jeremy came from.
Jeremy's just rolling around the witch shops. Yeah. He got hot shit.
He got so deep into goth magic and shit that like some, I don't know, some Hot Topic clerks were interested in the smelly Jew dick. And he created Hot Jeremy in his head.
So you're not talking card trick magic? I mean,
No, I wasn't.
Fuck, this is like voodoo shit, huh?
Yeah, he's talking about like, Satan.
He's talking about white girl magic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I'm invoking things.
The woo-woo shit. Let's go camping in the woods and fuck magic.
Yeah.
He saw The Craft and the Blair Witch 2 back to back.
That's what happened to me.
I saw Blair Witch 2 on acid, and I was like, I want to be that girl.
Oh, no. Blair Witch 2 is so bad.
Yeah, it is. I saw Blair Witch 1 in the theater and had a decent time, but yeah. Blair Witch 2, ugh.
The Blair Witch 1, you had to still believe. Like, when they put it out, they were trying to sell it as actual footage and shit like that.
Yeah.
Which seems very ridiculous. I don't think you could get away with that now.
Oh, no, not at all. Not in the slightest. Even
we would just go, that's a found footage film. We've seen 1,000 of them.
Well, yeah, that's assuming... Well, I mean, if the Blair Witch happened now... I mean, the Blair Witch was like the first big found footage film, so would all of the predecessors still be existing without like the boom from the Blair Witch Project? Mm-hmm. If the Blair Witch Project just happened in 2021...
Man.
Yeah, without having ever popularized. I'm going to edit that.
You're fine. You're not.
Popularized found footage. I wish Cloverfield was the one that they like really tried to convince people was.
They tried to for a second.
Well, once they found out it was J.J. Abrams, it was kind of hard to convince people it was real.
Yeah.
Fucking J.J. Abrams.
Other than if they were like, no, it's just he's the only one rich enough now to buy the footage. Put it out there.
What was the one in the 80s? A Cannibal Holocaust, was it called?
Yeah.
That was like the...
Yeah. And there was also always people that, including me for a period, that thought all of the faces of death were real. I think it's a mixture.
Yeah, Traces of Death was real.
Traces of Death? I don't remember hearing about that one.
So, Faces of Death was like the 70s and early 80s. Traces of Death came out later, and it had like death metal soundtracks, and they like showed transition surgeries and like people jumping off buildings and
it's just YouTube
people
now.
Executing. It was a much different series.
It was like medical YouTube.
It was more graphic than Faces of Death. Faces of Death, I think you could probably get away with showing in the theater, but Traces of Death, no way.
I don't feel like Faces of Death is... it wasn't in the theaters, was it?
I think so. At some point, it was. Because it came... I think it came out before home video. I'm going to check.
I don't... For some reason, it wasn't.
Yeah, it doesn't feel right.
I feel
right
like it
to
was
me,
like a.
It would be in theaters.
People like handed you a VHS copy without a label of Faces of Death in the 80s, like in the back of a video store or something.
I first saw it online. Like, I never even got a VHS.
It was in 1978. It was. Yeah, so it came out in theaters. There was a box office of $35 million. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess that's 78. That's like not... That's in the same period as the original, like, Last House on the Left. And what was that other one? I don't know. There's a couple that were, like, pretty hardcore at the time.
I Spit on Your Grave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever read Roger Ebert's review of that?
No.
He was like, people were cheering on the girl getting raped in the theater, so he left.
And
he
then just bummed out at the other point, at the end.
He was just like, I can't handle this. This is the most awful shit I've ever seen, and walked out of the theater.
You ever see Roger Ebert's review of North, starring Elijah Wood?
Yes.
He's pissed. He's pissed as hell this movie exists.
I think the quote was, I hated this movie. Hated,
yeah.
Hated this movie.
Fed up.
My theory is that the second reviewing movies becomes your job, you, like, after 10 of them, you're like, fuck this movie.
What the fuck's going on?
The fuck are they doing?
Yeah. It was a thing, like, Ebert was criticized for not liking genre films.
Yeah, I think they were always kind of down on the Marvel, all the Marvel, like that kind of, like Scorsese and that whole school of thought.
Yeah, but they were, they didn't really like many horror movies back in the day.
Yeah.
It was all, like, they called them dead teenager movies.
Like, that's not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, you know enough teenagers, it's like, great, a few of them are dead. This is good.
That's what they, I mean, yeah, this is exactly what horror movies are.
Wish fulfillment for angry parents and shunned fellow teens.
I was going to say they're made for teenagers, so they're the ones who are getting killed. But
yeah, there is that. I know that I definitely saw more horror movies when I was a teenager, more because that was what my peer group was into. But, you know, after I dropped acid and got kind of freaked out by blood, I was like, no.
Imagine a fucking magician that's freaked out by blood. What?
You're not doing anything powerful without blood. Like, come on, Jeremy.
How can you stuff fucking doves in your suit? You're worried about getting blood in there, you know?
Yeah. So an acid trip is what turned your feelings towards blood to more...
I had a bad acid trip, and during that acid trip, I watched a bunch of CSI. And specifically CSI Miami.
I was not expecting that, of all things.
Yeah, that was just how the night was going. And after that night, I was just, like, not into it anymore. I was just, you know, the same... any graphic violence, I was just like, I'm not into this, and I don't really like watching it. So, it just, that's like the turnaround point, I think, was just that night. But, you know, prior to that, after seeing enough violence, like, in real life, it stopped being as appealing on the screen to me.
Was it CSI Miami? Was it, which one was it, the original?
It was CSI Miami.
Then it all makes sense now.
My friend was, like, very into David Caruso.
That's such an acid thing, because that's not a show that actually shows they show the results of graphic violence more than actual violence.
There was, I remember there being a lot of blood, but, you know,
I guess they usually, like, they do the cold open where they show the murders sometimes, too.
Yeah. I just, yeah, it, like, that, I don't know, man. Like, it's not like the night is just filled with blood for me. I just remember, like, after that night, you know, I tried to watch, like, Saw or something like that, and I was just like, no, this isn't doing it for me. So, that was it.
There aren't very many things that, when I've done acid that, like, stick with me at all.
Well, I think part of that is you've gotten bad acid. This was actually good acid.
So if it's good acid, it will fuck you up mentally for years to come.
Yeah, it sounds like I got the better acid.
Yeah, right?
The contained trip.
Well, your acid ain't shit, man.
Like, I'm trying to get some ego death, man. Like, I don't know what you're trying to do, but...
You can't possibly have an ego at this point.
Jeremy's like, I can't possibly know what other people are trying to do on acid. It's like, pretty lights, pretty lights.
Yeah.
Things look fun.
Like trying to jerk off 8 times in a row because it's awesome. And the porn looks more vivid.
I'm trying to intrude on a whole fish tank's day. What's up, bitch? You live here, huh? This is cool as shit.
You watch porn on acid, you can see the cum seep into their pores.
I think the last thing I watched was... WrestleMania X7, but that was
on acid.
Yeah. I was trying to like reorient myself back to reality, so I was.
So you watch professional wrestling?
Yeah.
Wrestling. The realest shit out there.
I watched a whole season of Fringe. Mm. They were like bouncing back and forth between parallel universes and shit, and. There was one episode that, like, blew my fucking mind, and it wasn't, like, the sci-fi thing. It was on the original, like, universe that the show was about. There's a character called Astrid, and she's, like the analyst, like, the super smart one on the team that bilingual and, you know, figures all the science shit out. On their universe. In the other universe, she's like autistic and so like, but like even smarter. But this episode, the autistic one like escaped her universe and came over to see the other Astrid to because her dad died. They, you know, they're the same person in different universes, so they have the same dad. And she goes over and meets her counterpart, the non-autistic Astrid, and she tells her that her dad died, and she's like, he was so distant growing up, and yada yada, like, what a bad relationship they had. And the one in the original universe is like, oh yeah, he's like that, you know, it wasn't you. Because what she asked her is, I wanted to know if I was more like you, like, meaning if she wasn't autistic, would my dad have loved me more? And this Astrid says, no, no, not at all. He was a complicated man and kind of mean and stuff like that. So she feels better. They send her back to her universe. And then they end the episode. The original Astrid goes home and her dad's cooking her dinner and gives her a big hug when she walks in and shit. And it's like such a, it's like a, you know, really warming scene of her like, going home to her dad, and the message of the episode is your dad absolutely hated you because you're autistic. That's the only thing you can read from it, but I was on acid while I watched it, and it like I was like, what the fuck, Abrams?
Damn.
Poor JJ.
That is a fucked up message for a sci-fi show.
You know, we need to change our messaging to something more important that is happening in the world today. The biggest news of the weekend.
Oh, Jeremy's hosting the show now? Jeremy's leading this podcast now?
Yeah, someone
You're
has
You're
going to
bring up the big announcement?
Someone has to, Chris.
Cool.
I forgot what it was for a minute. I'm like, what the fuck? What is he talking about? Like, I'm trying to fucking still follow this plot twist from Fringe or whatever.
I'm coming back from zoning out on so that
he,
one.
He molested his daughter in the parallel universe? Is that what happened?
There was no molestation, but...
I bet there was. They didn't show it. What was it on USA?
There might have been.
There are infinite universes, so yeah. I'm sure there's one where...
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
And maybe one where it was consensual. So, Jeremy, what's the big announcement?
Well, the big announcement is Chris Paw thinks that there can be consensual molestation.
Ooh, big announcement.
You creepy ass bitch.
So, you know, make of that what you will. I, for one, won't be letting any children around him. No, we're coming back to doing the live roast battle show.
Bam, bam, bam. Boom. Pussy work, pussy work, pussy work.
That's what we
pussy
need to get.
Work. Yeah.
Open that's the show we'll, with some.
That's
magic?
How we book people. We send you a message that just says pussy work.
We hit him with some magic. We hit him with some choreography to pussy work.
Yeah.
And then we start the show.
Yeah. And if you win, Jeremy will turn your picture around and jerk off or something.
And then rip it up real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm going to block the door so you can't escape while I'm doing it.
Like, no.
He'll rip it up and then chew the pieces.
This is not what we want to tell people is happening at our fun show.
Although we might draw a whole different crowd, but it'd still be big.
Mm-hmm.
This is true. There's folks all over the place interested in fun, yeah. In weird things.
Hey, audience, do you like Jew cum? Well, have we got the show for you.
Also, don't go to Jeremy. Adam Sandler has millions of dollars in the bank.
I'm pretty sure that if you had to choose between, like, me jerking off in front of you or Adam Sandler jerking off in front of you, I'd be the better viewing experience.
Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
Are you serious?
Fat dump, dude?
What? What the fuck are you talking about?
That's a no-brainer, Adam Sandler, for sure, dude.
I
want to
see that hog.
Jeremy or the guy with a trainer?
Well, it's definitely going to be sadder when I do it.
That's not what I want in watching a man jack off.
Yeah, no, I want him to be thrilled.
And Adam Sandler is never anything less than thrilled when he's just jacking it.
I hope he makes one of those voices right before he comes.
I tell him he has to do it, but he can only talk like Little Nicky the whole time.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yep.
Are you guys ready? I'm gonna come now. What was it from his album? Like a Baffoon, like, is the janitor. He's like, holy fucking shit, man! My paws are so heavy, I better drain them! Fuck, there's cum everywhere!
And then Adam Sandler comes all over your face, and then he just looks at you and he goes, they're all gonna laugh at you!
Yeah, definitely Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
I wish Adam Sandler was on this podcast with us right now.
You know what I think? Infinite Universes, not one of them would someone pick Jeremy.
The only universe where someone would pick Jeremy is the one where Adam Sandler doesn't exist. And the question is posed with just someone grosser.
Yeah. The question is posed, like, Jeremy, or you just walk up and look at cum on the floor?
I would like to just look at that puddle of cum, please.
You lose in that universe, too.
Oh, no one wants to watch me jerk off. So sad. That just makes it better for me.
I'm glad you're happy about something, Jeremy.
I'm trying to be more positive.
Watch me. Jeremy doesn't jerk off good.
watching Adam Sandler jerk off just comes with, in the corner, John Lovitz watching you watch Adam Sandler jerk off.
Rob Schneider waves.
Rob
by.
Schneider yells, "You can do it!" from the other room.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm really into this. Acting!
So August 21st.
All three splooges.
Not just are we coming back with Roast Battles, we're doing it at East End.
Yeah.
We're back, Mecca, motherfucker.
A bit of a homecoming.
Yeah. Site of some of our most favorite memories.
We got wilder at East End than we did anywhere.
They've gotten over the cake smashed into the floor and finally let us back.
I'm glad that they did, but also kind of shitty on our part. Just a little bit.
I think we cleaned it up.
Did we? Did we try?
That's not why we left.
No, that is not why we left. But we're back. You know, doors at 9, show at 10.
Are we too fat to fit on that tiny stage now?
We only left East End because we really wanted to have to suck the fire marshal's dick to make things work in another place.
And that's how COVID happened.
We all four of us blew the same fire marshal in one night.
Yeah.
Teamwork.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
And then we were no longer there. Because Jeremy tried to jerk off in front of the fire marshal, and he was like, what the fuck is this? I don't see Adam Sandler.
I said Adam Sandler in this scenario, not Jeremy.
But look, my circumcision scar. I'm Jewish, too. See? I can be famous, really. That fire marshal really did not want to see my naked body.
I don't blame him. That man's seen tragedies, and he still turned away from me.
He shut down the entire place. Not just us, but the whole places.
I just wasn't comfortable sucking his dick unless I was fully nude.
He was so upset he burnt the place down.
Yeah, I mean, you weren't wrong. You have to do it nude. It's just more humiliating that way, which is the point.
Yeah, I just think, you know, when he's saying, suck my dick, pig, he wants to see a fucking pig.
Old piggy poop balls. So do we want to say which battles we have so far?
Well, we have our main event.
We do. Champion, current reigning champion, Phil Eckenrode.
Yeah.
That son of a bitch is now, by default, I think he's got to be the longest reigning champ. He's got one fucking defense.
Yeah.
He beat you because you had it forever.
I had it forever. I'd like to look and see how long I had that for, because I had it and then we went away for the longest time.
For no reason.
For no reason. Wasn't cool. No, nothing that mattered, like, for Phil. But, yeah... He and I are probably neck and neck for longest.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I love Phil. Who we got him against?
You said that so disgusted. Like, I shouldn't love Phil, but I love him. He's so mean.
Current reigning hippie soy boy Joe Graham.
Aww.
Are you going to wear one of those trendy cat shirts with lasers all over it?
I literally was just about to say something about those damn cat shirts.
Yeah, him and his cat shirts.
He just seems like such a baby, and then like he opens up his mouth, and you're like, oh boy,
mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
That is part of the appeal, I believe. It's the soft looking boy, and then he has these terrible words.
That's gonna be a good one because it's they look like a. Dad from the 70s and the disappointing son from the 70s.
Yeah. This looks like family drama coming to life on the stage in front of you. But it's not. It's just two comedians going to war.
God damn, I sound like Jeremy. Oh.
We're losing him.
Yeah. Don't be like me.
Trust me, I'm not trying to be.
Don't wake up in the middle of the night choking on your own vomit.
Do we want to announce any of the other battles? Move it along.
Yeah, we got Goldenox Studios' own Jeremy Demery, the worst Jeremy, because he spells his name with a G like a sucker.
What a weird thing. I never had thought of you having beef about.
No, I
get it. I want to slap every Tabatha I see in the face. T A B A T H A. That's not a fucking name.
This is the worst spelling of Jeremy I've ever seen. It's G H E M E R Y.
I didn't, for the longest time, I read it. I don't know why. I'm not dyslexic, but I read it as Jeremy Daremy, and same. I thought it was a joke.
Oh, same. Over and over. I still read it like that.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah. But he will be going against...
How do you say it? Like, I know him. Like, I've met him. I've went to Goldenlocks Studios.
Demery.
Fuck.
Jeremy Demery. Okay. Yeah, Demery. Maybe I'll remember that
I will
now.
Fucking completely butcher that, bringing him on stage.
Yeah, but he will be going against the one-eyed wonderkind, Kevin Bain.
You've been talking about this dude for a minute, and I've heard he's funny. I have no idea who he is.
Same.
He's a pirate, dude. Mm.
Sounds like you do know who he is.
I just know that he's a pirate, dude.
I hope that he comes in and he's like, look at me.
Yeah.
I am the real champion now.
Yeah, he's more involved with writing screenplays and sitcoms and stuff like that. I think he teaches a sitcom writing class.
Hmm.
But you know, his part of his like day job was going over people's scripts and like editing them for pitches and shit. So
it's weird. I thought his job was to cat herd the Avengers.
Yeah. Did White Nick Fury have an eye patch? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't remember the David Hasselhoff Nick Fury movie?
I remember it existing. I never watched it.
I didn't know about this.
It is not good.
Well, yeah, it's the Hoff.
Oh, it's real bad.
Is it as bad as the 90s Captain America movie?
It's on par.
Okay. Because that I remember being on late night TNT.
There's a slightly cheesy charm to the 90s Captain America one. Like the Roger Corman, like just goofy ass filmmaking kind of thing. The Nick Fury one, there's none of that. There's nothing redeeming about it.
David Hasselhoff I would cast him as the Red Skull, but not as Nick Fury.
I would cast him as a lifeguard on a beach. That's it.
I would cast him as a drunk man eating cheeseburgers on the floor. I know, he's studied for that one.
He can play me.
David Hasselhoff is Kyle Hahnhorst.
Oh my god, let's recast this show. So we have Hasselhoff as Kyle.
Oh damn. Okay. Who's old Jeremy?
Adam Sandler is me.
No. No, quit trying to put yourself on the same level of looks as Adam Sandler.
It's not looks.
Stop trying to make hot Jeremy happen. Jeremy, hot Jeremy's not going to happen.
It definitely will not.
It's not Adam Sandler's Jeremy Shear. It's fucking Danny DeVito after a car accident.
Scoop him up off the ground and bring him down here. Old Jeremy, pop a hat on him.
Pop
a little baseball cap on him. He's fine. He's Jeremy Shear. There you go. Who we got for old Mumble Mouth Paw over here?
Okay, well, let's just wrap this bit up. Matt Damon and Kat Dennings. Anyways.
Wow, we were having fun, you fuck.
Matt Damon after a stroke, maybe.
Yeah. Matt Damon after that movie that he's been pitching where he's like, I'm sad about my dead gay son. After he walks across America, whatever bullshit that was.
No, the Matt Damon puppet that that they couldn't get to work during Team America World Police. Yeah, we'll cast that as Chris Paul.
Okay. Do a real one.
Matt Damon.
And I'll keep Kat Dennings. Moving on. Bits over. Fuck you.
Does that mean we can get Andrew WK to do the theme song?
Oh, hell yeah. Let's get this pussy working. Let's get this pussy working. When this pussy's working, you know it's working hard. Working hard.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. That's the new theme song.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. What is his deal lately? He's been doing this bit on Twitter where he's been saying that Andrew WK is a real person.
Yeah, there's been these like conspiracy theories going around where people are like bringing up clips from old concerts and stuff where like he would like give these monologues and shit. And in it, he would reference, like, Andrew WK not being a real person. And Andrew WK being, like, an idea that was put together by this group of people. And they had originally had, like, another Andrew WK. But then this guy became Andrew WK and now is Andrew WK. And people were like, oh, like, so who are you? And he's like, no, that was, like, just, like, part of the character. Of, like, saying that, like, no, I'm a real person. Like, this is who I am. Like, this is my name. But I think it's the whole, like, party ideology.
Oh, yeah.
Of being, like, Andrew WK isn't a person. He's more of an idea. Or more of a party cult leader. I don't know. I never got deep into the Andrew WK music.
He was being really grandiose on stage one time. And
yeah, basically.
People turned it into a conspiracy thing.
Yeah, basically.
Hmm. Okay.
I heard a celebrity conspiracy theory that the lead singer of Weezer, really just Kurt Cobain. These things don't all hold up, you know?
That definitely does not hold up.
I heard one that Tom Hanks fucks kids.
Oh, yes, I've heard this, too. Oh, okay. Yeah. Because there was a barcode above a fucking door. A door or something that he was walking through. I don't know. It's,
yeah,
I heard it from a QAnon nut, so I just wrote it off, and I was like, fuck you.
He was one of the people that were on the Epstein black book that was put out on Reddit, but I think there had been a whole bunch of like just celebrity names added to it, just as, you know.
It was out there for years before like this whole thing became, I don't know, fucking public knowledge, and I had looked at it prior to that. Ryan probably could tell you who was really on that fucking
I'm sure if you go back 60 episodes, you'll...
He's talking about you guys like, what are you talking about?
We read the entire list.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Probably. Yeah. Between that and the old Jerry Sandusky letter.
That's where I heard that theory was on Ad Hominem podcast.
You know, that's where I heard the celebrity conspiracy about Rivers Cuomo and Kurt Cobain, so. Ryan just had an edge for celebrity conspiracy theories.
And he did leave the show to join the X-Files. He's, one of those, what are they called? He's a G-Man now. The R-Man is now a G-Man.
Just immediately gave him a gun.
Yep. So what happens when you figure something out, when you really uncover a conspiracy on YouTube, they knock on your door and they're like, you work for us now.
Hell, here's a gun.
That's why Trump lost the election. 7,900 something people figured it out. All the Q clues, they disappeared.
Damn.
Yeah, they're all working in a big... crew.
Big crew of them. That's exactly what you need.
So there's a couple other battles that are confirmed.
Yeah. Not only do we have Jeremy Demery versus Kevin Bain, but we have John Armstrong versus Logan Rashaw.
Boom. Race war.
That should be a good one. I mean, Like, John's like the hottest Cleveland comic right now.
People do love John Armstrong.
He's good, man. I saw him do like 25 minutes at Hilarities a couple weeks ago, and he's fucking getting real good.
He's on fire. The only show I did back, I did it with John, and I was like, oh shit, John's going fucking nuts.
I really like his stuff on white people, so it should be interesting seeing him battle a white person.
love John's take on
white people. I hope he doesn't mind me saying this. I was downtown once, and I happened to walk by a car and look over, and John Armstrong was rolling a blunt, just parked on the side of the street downtown. So during COVID, I leaned over and smoked a blunt with John.
During COVID. Risky.
We had our own little super spreader event.
A two-man super spreader event.
That is generally not what happens with a Chris Paw super spreader event. Especially when it involves a black guy.
John had COVID and he was like, thank God I'm doing this for all of Cleveland. Nice try, John.
I'm sure there are upwards 50, 60 comics that would like to see me dead.
Yeah, why can't we get them on the show?
Yeah.
Because I'll quit.
Oh, shit.
Fair enough. Well, we can't get that goddamn Matt Damon puppet yet, so you're going to have to wait.
Then even then, it's still just Chris controlling the Matt Damon puppet.
Yeah, and even the puppet would rather watch Adam Sandler.
That's the roast battle I want to see. Jeremy versus Adam Sandler.
Man. I don't know what I would do in that situation.
And then you both jack off at the end.
We're back at Easton. It's where I took my dick out. Like, it's, yeah. built for that.
It's built for dick flashing.
They used to call it the comedy cabin at Easton. Now it's the maybe you'll see a dick cabin.
There's fat guy dick coming at you.
That guy dick coming through.
The Jack Shack at Easton.
A friendly little place where...
Jack Shack,
baby.
Joe's Jack Shack.
Quit being perverts. It's just a bunch of dudes named Jack that have a support meeting because they're all sad about the constant jack-off jokes.
No, there's a bunch of dudes named Jack who have a support meeting because they can't stop fucking jacking off everywhere.
The support is for their balls.
Damn. Got them heavy balls.
Big old balls.
Their real names aren't Jack. Their real names are I am Jack. Jack is in quotes.
I am Jack.
Comedian Jack.
I think we talked about this before we started recording. Some folks are upset about the Ad Hommies.
Oh, I heard this in passing like a while ago. I thought I shared that.
I'm sure they're over it now. You know?
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah,
Dave Herron was like, if I wouldn't have got Fattest Comic, I would have been pissed. It is honor.
I remember him saying, he's like, I better win Fattest Comic. Like, come on.
I was like, fuck. I saw his name and I was like, there's no way I could win.
Yeah.
Don't be upset.
Nah, it's all in good fun. If anything, 98% of you, it means we just like you. 98% though, there is a 2% of winners. I don't remember everyone who won, but
I don't even remember the categories. It was so dumb.
There's probably 2% of you.
This is a dumb pandemic thing we did. We were bored.
Yeah, we were bored and going crazy, and the world was shutting down, and all of our fun shit went away.
Yeah.
So we needed to make our own fun shit.
I remember recording that episode, and I sat out in my garage. I went inside, And that's when they were throwing bricks and fireworks into CNN. And I was just like, yes, it's here. We are here. I remember texting you guys, like, put on the news, put on the fucking news.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I remember
so
that now.
That homies got fucking outweighed. That was wild.
Yeah. Ad homies, man. I had a great time.
Yeah.
I feel like we should keep doing the ad hoc.
Oh, yeah. Well, now that everything's open, we're going to
do
it
in person. We could do a whole little award ceremony.
We're going to take a whole month of the show, the live show, to have like two battles, and the rest of it is we're going to give out awards.
Hell yeah. Ad homies, ad homies, yeah. Ad homies, ad homies.
And then we're going to sell the idea to Brent Gambrell.
Yeah.
Who will sell it to some other people? I don't know.
Where for the little stinker award, we're going to get a live skunk.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm going to put it in the winner's pants.
Oh, I forgot about the little stinker.
Little stinker award.
Little stinkers.
Aww.
So if you, I don't
that
know.
That was the consensus.
If anybody is mad about that, we barely remember specifics. Sorry.
It was legit a fucking survey.
In
yeah.
the same fucking spirit as the whole done in the same spirit as everything, the roast battles and everything.
If anything, if you're mad, you should be mad at your peers for voting on these things and choosing them,
or yourself for fitting the category so well.
Yeah. Let's say you're mad that people think you suck your own dick. Maybe stop sucking your own dick.
I have a question. I have yelled
it
a
does
lot.
Work
Oh. I have a separate question. I have yelled a lot on this episode. Do I still need to go off about something? Because I do need to go off in another sense of the word. I'm cupping my hand over my mouth like it's an aside, but I'm speaking directly into the microphone.
What you're saying is you need to do your bit because you have to go?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Okay. Go off, sis. Go on.
Hey, tell him how it is, bitch!
Go. Yeah, go off.
Just go off.
Yeah, let's do it.
So if you ever just been like driving behind someone and you're just like, what the fuck is even going on? Like you can see the shadow of them and you can see the way that their like head is turning, the things that they're looking at, the things that they're doing. And you're just like, what is even happening? Are you aware that you're driving a vehicle right now? This is all inspired by my drive over here, by the way. I didn't really have anything to go off about. I was really thinking about it. And I was behind this fuck. And I was just like, what the fuck? You pass them. They're not even old. They look like they should be capable. They look like they should be capable. But why are you going 20 when it's 55? Why? Where did your turn signal go? Did someone steal it? Is your car broken? Should you be driving it? You probably shouldn't be on the road. I'm going off. This is the shit. The first two segments were like, the first one was very real. Put your ass on the seat. Don't get piss everywhere. Second one was pretty lighthearted. From here on out, I feel like these are just going to be what keeps me from like actually killing people.
Good.
Yeah, please don't actually kill people. We don't want to get a replacement, Tabitha.
But if you do, I have a lot to tell you.
I feel a lot better now.
Thanks for going off, sis.
You're welcome.
Jeremy. No one wants to watch you jack off.
That's better. Not true. I'm sure there's somebody out there.
No, it's better this way. It's better that no one wants to watch. Because then when someone does watch, I get more into it.
Understood.
Thinking back, though,
You have a number of people. Are you going to tell us people have watched you jerk off?
Well, people have watched me jerk off, but they've asked me to do it. And, like, things got weird.
You don't say. We're losing Tabsy.
Yeah. I'm
Tabsy has a hot date.
I'm on a schedule.
Tabitha is in demand.
Y'all can keep going. Y'all can be pals. You got shit to shoot.
Indeed.
Catch up. It's been a second.
Is anyone's car behind you?
No, I can't. I got here last. I got here last. I'm leaving first.
All right, get the fuck out of my house.
Lady.
Get the fuck out of this podcast.
Chris, I'm so fat. Please give me a second to get off the couch.
We miss you already.
You better.
Adios.
Deal with that.
She's jingle jangling on her way out.
Jingle jangle.
The old jingle jangle.
When that movie Role Models came out, and I was still doing the phone fighting thing, people would drive by and yell, "Jingle jangle, motherfuckers!" at us.
Also, it's how Billy Corgan once described his old walk.
Is that real?
It's a lyric, yeah. Never mind.
Sorry, I'm not very into Billy Corgan.
Oh, maybe Chris Klem has heard that album.
Maybe.
Someone will get it.
Old Billy Corgan was never a favorite of mine.
Yeah, I don't think you were in when we talked to... There's an episode we talked to Andy about Billy Corgan.
Yeah, he opened for Zwan, right?
Yeah, he toured with Zwan for a little while. Weird dude. Doesn't he own a wrestling company or something now?
He does. He owns the NWA.
Oh, it was already existing, right?
Yeah, he bought the NWA.
Wasn't he like creative for like Impact for a while or TNA? Or...
He tried to buy or invest in TNA, and then something was wrong with the money there. He ended up suing them. And I think he won. So instead of dealing with TNA, he went and bought the NWA and then created this NWA Power show that is modern studio wrestling and has been getting a lot of praise. So, good for him. I know that you are not a wrestling fan, Chris, so this is probably...
I'm not a fan. I don't know what you're talking about mostly, but
NWA is like a legendary fucking federation.
Yeah, I know that much. That's why that was weird to me. I thought he had started a new one or some shit.
No.
You're confusing him with the Juggalos.
Did they start a new one?
Oh yeah. Dude, Juggalo Championship Wrestling, dude.
It was originally called Juggalo Championship Wrestling.
Of course it was.
Yeah, but then they decide, you know what, maybe we'll like actually be able to sell this if we call it Ship instead of Shit.
They had a wrestler, his name was Fat Fuck Barrel Boy, and I don't know why it stuck with me so much, but my cousins used to call me Fat Fuck Barrel Boy, and it's such a good fucking name.
Yeah.
That's all I remember about it.
Is it like backyard wrestling?
So...
Or like that style of...
That style, yeah, they had, like, more deathmatch guys in it than, like, a normal wrestling promotion or whatever. But they had some pretty big names come through it. Like, they had Sabu, they had Raven, they had Vampiro. I think their champion for a while was just a guy with no training that was, like, Twisted's brother or something.
I feel like Juggalos became something different in the Trump years, like, because they were really anti-Trump, which was like, you know.
Are you saying you respect Juggalos now?
I wouldn't say respect.
It's a strong word.
What's the opposite of?
You acknowledge and affirm their... their existence.
You know what? They are mostly or largely white people that don't act like white people, and I'm good with that. I think that's a good thing.
Remember when the FBI classified them as a gang?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did more research on that a while ago because I was like, that doesn't make sense to me. And apparently there are Juggalo gangs, like, out west that, you know, just basically traffic drugs and beat people up.
Well,
I mean, it's part of their culture, for sure. Like,
yeah,
there's definitely drugs happening at the fucking gathering, you know?
Depending on what kind of drugs they're trafficking, I can't even, I might like them a little bit more now.
Whippets.
That's my least, one of my least favorite drugs.
Just selling sheets of acid with Silent J's picture on it.
That, yeah, I would second guess eating acid with a Joker card on it.
I think if they're only drug trafficking and beating up people, that's okay. If they're sex trafficking, you know, there's more.
Then that's where you draw the line.
Yeah.
You will traffic drugs and drugs only. You will
flood these neighborhoods with drugs. Go for it.
Unfortunately, like any organization that gets too big, there's going to be some sort of sexual assaults happening.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's like within the group and shit.
There's some guys that just can't resist getting that net in, you know?
It's weird, though. Do you remember when Violent J actually, like, acknowledged his homophobic past and realized that in the future he's got to stop talking like that?
Right.
That was bizarre. Bizarre.
I'm sure he realized that they make a lot of money off of gay fans. I can't imagine any, whether it's Juggalos or anything else, any counterculture that gay kids don't gravitate towards, you know, especially if they're closeted or, you know, friendless.
Well, any, you know, outsider culture, yeah, is going to gravitate towards that. That's why when Rob Halford came out, like, back in the 90s. Yeah.
Unnecessarily came out.
There were, like, a bunch of metal bands that I saw that were, like, making fuck Judas Priest monologues, like, during their sets.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck are you doing, man? Like, we're all idiots that don't fit in anywhere. Like, gays are a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely doesn't make sense in punk, because punk's basically butch gay culture.
So. Dude, fucking, so many punks are, like, Trump dudes now and shit. Like, one of the guys from the fucking Grapes, from the Misfits, is, like, a Trump
There guy. Was this thing that happened, like, a while ago, where they decided that being right-wing and being, like, inflammatory about it was punk rock, because they were being against the system, because the system was in music was left wing, and it's stupid. Like, he's not the only one. Like, Joe Queer is a right wing guy, and which definitely doesn't make sense. But
the only reason any, like, corporate system would be left wing is because of their clientele. Like, because of what it, you know what I mean? Like, because of what they're doing. Like, corporations don't give a shit one way or the other. They're gonna do whatever they need to exist.
Yeah. There is that.
It's like everybody's mad at, like, the Disney version of diversity, but it's like, this is what you fucking get out of companies that are just trying to appease people for money. It's like, you've won. Basically, this is what you're asking for when you're asking corporations to be inclusive and shit.
This is as close as you're gonna get.
Yep. At any rate, it's especially dumb in punk rock, yeah. It's embarrassing.
I still will go see Guttermouth, because they've been, part of their whole thing was making people mad.
I mean, if you think about it, though, like, the adjacency of, like, skinheads in punk scenes, like, there's always been a little bit of a crossover. I mean, like, Yeah, good but punks have always had to kick the fuck out of Nazi
always,
punks.
That's
to
always been a thing.
To go away.
Even in Cleveland, that was a big problem.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are still gangs of anti-racists that do their job.
Yeah. They're the same shit. Klansmen in suits in government. It's Klansmen in fucking Liberty Spikes and...
Yeah.
Punk.
Well, people, the racists are starting to get less, you know, blatant about them being outsiders and trying to fit in more.
Yeah.
That's been a thing for the past, like, 20 to 25 years.
Yeah.
I watched this whole thing about, like, the European far-right movement last night, and, like, their whole deal is, no, we're not skinheads anymore. We're trying to actually be respectable people doing the Tucker Carlson thing of just asking questions. And, you know.
It's a good bit.
Raising genuine concerns that can be discussed in polite society. Meanwhile, they're having anti-immigration marches.
You know what's the new fucking thing on, like, Tucker Carlson and these guys is they'll get, like, an email, like, just whatever government email is. It, like, this one was, like, it was something about transporting, like, prisoners from the border to some prisons or jail or whatever the fuck, wherever they were taking them. And it's, like, pretty standard, like, you know, the government has prisoners, they're going to transport them. Mm-hmm. And they took the email and turned it into, like, the liberals are flying illegals around on private jets. So it's all that kind of shit now. It's just, Tucker Carlson.
Ugh. I can't say that I've watched one thing of Tucker Carlson.
I just see him when other people are talking about him.
Yeah, I'll look... The only time I ever watch him anything about him is, like, on YouTube, where it's, like, you know, guest smashes Tucker Carlson, where sure. He, like, gets punked on shit. I'll watch that.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch his show. I just think the thing that disturbed me most about him was once there was a guy that was an ex, like, right-wing guy. Nationalist guy who was saying that like a big like national like racist movement, and he was saying like his family would get together to watch Tucker Carlson and they would tape it, so they watch it to watch it and then they'd watch it to learn how to like frame their messaging so they could get it mm-hmm. you know out in polite society.
Yeah it's just a at least they think like a smarter Stormfront, like it they just it's all that shit. They just reword messages to make it like you're being hateful towards conservative white people or towards Christians or whatever the fuck if you don't let them run rampant
mm-hmm.
being racist and assholes.
Yeah, which you know, thankfully in punk rock, you know, the general response to that sort of thing is a beating. So.
Yeah. You know, I don't, as a, decades long, punk or punk adjacent person, I'm not fond of the idea of a bunch of people beating the shit out of the dude from the Misfits, but I hope people beat the shit out of the dude from the Misfits.
I had, when I was on Tough Scene Cleveland, he was like our first big interview get.
Was he back then? Was he still kind of, did he seem...
I didn't do the interview, so that was Nick Wolf that did it, so I'm not sure. But I don't think that was a big part of his public persona. I think he was still coasting on the Misfits thing more than anything else. Which, you know, Misfits were just a bunch of Italians from Jersey, so... Of course they're a little right wing.
Yeah. Here's a song about the killing your wife. There's 42 aways. August 21st.
We're back.
Andy Barr, is he confirmed? Has anybody reached out to Andy yet?
Let me tell you something. Andy will be there.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I can't. I want to hear an acoustic pussy work, dude. That's.
I will speak to Andy about this.
Yeah.
We'll see if we can come up with something.
Yeah. We'll get it done. Whatever transportation arrangements need to be made, we'll get this done.
I think I will personally help write the lyrics to, so it comes. In my head right now, thinking about it, it's like the ballad of Michael Odo. Pussy work.
Mm-hmm. Just get him to battle, dude.
Why don't you go to the Funny Stop and ask him? In the middle of a set.
No way, you man. Want us all getting hypnotized in the middle of the show.
Do you believe in that? I don't believe in it.
It's
like religion to me. If you don't believe in it, it won't work on you.
Yeah, I mean, on the other hand, if we made him an ally, we could see everyone's dicks in the back of Easthead.
Yeah. Michael, we need you to come and just hypnotize the fat people to pull their dicks out.
JK, we don't want you anywhere near it, you fucking creep. Fucking weirdo.
He's probably got a database of all the pussies that work.
That is true. That's also probably the database of women who used to do comedy in this town.
Yeah, that's fucking nobody left, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, they're starting to come out again, so it's happening. There is a new wave of comedian coming out, because there's a bunch of shows that I'm seeing booked of people that I haven't heard of, and it's like, oh, sweet. So.
Yeah, and if you're coming in now and the veteran comics around here, not in the army, not like that veteran, but these guys that have been around a little while, if they give you attitude, tell them to go fuck themselves.
Yeah. It's,
nobody owns this shit.
Nobody owns the shit, and it is not that hard to start your own show.
Yeah, do whatever you want.
Listen to the older comics. Do whatever they say. Suck their dicks and give them rides. Especially if you're passing through.
I mean, that's exactly
downtown area on 77, and you have to stop at Newburgh Heights. Suck their dicks, give them rides.
That's exactly how they came up. In my opinion, is don't ever let them forget that they suck dicks and gave rides.
You think you get guest sets without sucking dicks?
Why do you think I don't wear my teeth anymore? Shit.
Damn, Jeremy's really hitting the fucking trail trying to get booked.
Hey, man. Like, there's some big old dicks that I gotta suck.
Anywho.
That's fucked up, Jeremy. There's some big old dicks that you get to suck.
Good point. It should be an honor and a privilege. Yeah.
No, but yeah, fuck anybody else, you know, for real, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, if it seems like good advice, take it. If it seems like they're being a dick, don't fucking, don't put up with it. Tell somebody.
Yeah.
If it's, over any lines.
Yeah. Or fuck them up.
Yeah.
We don't see comedians get beat up for the right reasons. It's always like, a crazy audience member or a crazy racist new guy.
Well, there was that one instance where there was a dude got punched for dropping a hard R down. What was that? That was during the pandemic.
Yeah, that was during the pandemic at the Funny Stop. That was the right reason.
Yeah, yeah. I remember now.
Shout out to that guy. yeah, that was funny. Especially when that kid posted a Facebook Live of the incident afterwards.
was very good.
Oh, there's video of him being punched?
No, there's not video of him being punched. There's a video of him bitching about being punched.
Oh, Jesus.
I just saw the pictures with his bruised face.
What the fuck is wrong with people? If you say that and you get punched, that's the complete, like, that's the arc. You don't get to complain afterwards. Yeah. The story ends there. I said that and I got punched in the fucking face. And that's all you have to say about it.
Nelson used to go around and punch Joe Howard every time he said the N-word. He would, like, wait for it. It's like, all right, Joe, wham!
It's a funny story about two people I don't care about.
Fair enough. Trying to remember other people that got punched for that. I can't think of any.
I have no doubt it's happened thousands of times at open mics.
Yeah. It's just, you know, the last time I can remember somebody getting punched besides that was Joe Briggs getting punched in the face outside of LBT. For no reason. Just some drunk guy.
That happens, too. I don't think that that's just being outside of a bar for any reason.
Yeah. Yeah, but let's see some more people get beat up for the right reasons.
I remember a kid called Open Mike Jack getting slapped in the face.
Oh, yeah. I remember that, too, because I did it.
Around the time you took a hiatus from from Open Mics.
Yeah. That's been a problem for me, man. I get mad. Like, I'm a bad audience member, and I get mad. So, like, I'm trying my best to, like, only go to shows where I know I'm not going to get mad. Or that I can just fuck off and, like, not have to worry about it while it's going on. So...
Imagine getting punched in the face by for being offensive by the dude that's been around here for like 15 years just being disgusting.
That's the thing. I don't want to be that guy. It seems hypocritical of me to like get on people about being offensive when, you know, I'm, you know, the roast battle guy being offensive.
Right.
It just doesn't make sense for me to do it.
Yeah, because we were on the show and stuff, I don't ever want to be the, you know, I've definitely been the one to tell people, like, this is a fucking, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
But, there's a huge, you know, there's a real difference between joking around and just being, like, clearly fucking stupid about it.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't give a shit if you agree with the concept or not. If you're doing comedy at this point and you're still trying to pull off the N-word and shit like that, you're a fucking moron. Like, I don't know why are you, what are you doing? Like, even the most right-wing, like, free speech, I'll say whatever, the edgiest fucking people, what are you doing? You know what's gonna happen. It's not, you know.
I mean, I don't know, man. It's, I just don't want to be a cop.
Yeah. I don't think of it as myself as a cop in that sense. More like a vigilante. I'm a vigilante.
Well, it'll take care of itself, you know?
Yeah.
That's the thought that keeps me going. It's like,
if you're being a fucking idiot, you're not going to ever do anything. Like, have fun doing fucking Wednesday bar show in Lakewood. You know what I mean? Like, that's the pinnacle of your career. You know, if you're a fucking drunk, you know, I mean, it's like, you're not doing anything.
Well, if you're being too much of an idiot, even then, no one's... I've been at shows where, especially in Columbus, where the whole like whole tables just turn their back when certain people go up. Like they just won't even look at them because they do the same like stupid bullshit all the time.
Hmm.
And it's not a, you know. No, they just don't like me. They just don't get it. It's like you're being a fucking asshole.
Hmm.
Usually.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, I try to excuse myself now when I, you know something is going to happen that I don't like.
You've served your time, Jer.
You well, know, it's not even shit on stage that bugs me so much. I'll give an example. Someone had posted in a comedy group that they were looking for trans comics for a show. And some dude was like, oh, so when they exclude us, it's okay then, huh? And put one of them...
What the fuck?
Put a,
a thinky face emoji?
Yes. A thinky face emoji. Which doesn't... That's a... Like the Tucker Carl just asking questions kind of thing. It's the same, like, people do that same shit. It's fucking dumb. And yeah, it is okay when they exclude you.
Yeah.
It just depends on the reason you're being excluded. And also, it's not excluding you to go to seek out trans comics for, you know, for a show. That's not excluding. That's looking for something, someone else. That's not the same shit.
No.
That's the kind of shit that bugs me more than anything people say on stage. Because that will just work out, like Kyle said.
Yeah. Well, you would hope it will work out. But, you know, the some people are real slow on the uptake.
Well, and I mean, if you're... In certain venues, some of that shit that is... I mean, look at Jeff Dunham's, like, a very clear racist.
Yeah.
Like, his fucking...
Is he?
Racist puppets and shit are, like, all, like...
You mean, like, they're, like, the stereotype, like, he has, like, an Asian puppet?
Yeah, freaking, like, they're, like,
looks
very...
Looks like one of the five Chinese brothers and shit.
Right, yeah, that kind of shit. Like...
I've never paid him any attention.
That flies everywhere. He's literally, like, he's got a Mexican one called Jalapeno or some
Jose
shit.
Jose Jalapeno on a stick.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, I loved Jose Jalapeno
on a
stick.
Oh, I bet you did.
Stick. Yes.
You fucking hack.
Yeah. I was fucking 7 years old, for God's sake.
I was watching Pulp Fiction at seven.
I saw Jose Jalapeno on a stick in the same city that I saw Pulp Fiction in, with the same people. So, but it was different times. My grandma took me to see Pulp Fiction.
Nice, dude.
And when she was reporting back on the movie to my father, she was just like, oh, it was fuck this and fuck that. And just terrible.
Feet this and feet that.
This is back when my grandma still liked me.
Before you broke her pipes downstairs.
Different grandma. This was the Jewish grandma down in Florida.
Kyle, that's a... I think it was before Kyle was on the show. That's a callback to Jeremy trying to hang himself in his grandma's basement.
Oh, yeah. Shit, dude. That's good.
Fat bitch broke the pipes.
Yep.
Oh, man. I'm glad we can laugh about that and not mourn it.
I mean, you're going to have to mourn me eventually.
But... Sure, but not yet, buddy.
Yeah, but we want it to be more about your sleep apnea.
Do you think, would a hot Jeremy been able to get the job done?
I think I still would have broken the pipes.
It's a shitty house. Goddamn.
Hot Jeremy would have jerked off on the rope first. Would have held everything together with magic.
I was going to have you teach me a magic trick, too, but it was what I thought it was, fucking cards. I don't want you to teach me to cut off the head of a fucking gopher in my backyard. And,
devil magic.
Yeah, dude, no thank you.
I'll teach you how to put a curse on...
I was about to say, I think the magic hexing, it's a bad look for a Jew. I'm just gonna say it. They already think this.
Yeah. You know, the whole thing was a bad look. But
have you been to that witchcraft museum in Cleveland?
No.
How deep in were you? How many books did you read? Let's start there.
Oh, I don't fucking know. I bought a whole bunch.
You
of
lost
books.
Count of how many books you yeah. went through.
Because it wasn't just books, it was also, there's a lot of information you can find online.
Candles. Were there a lot of candles involved?
Yes, there were a lot of candles involved. A lot of them I stole from churches.
Would you have been Would you have been arrested in West Memphis in 1993?
I didn't have the greasy hair of a Satanist.
No greasy hair.
I think they would have fucking figured it out, though.
I don't know, man. That Jason dude was, like, when you look at him, he was just a, like, he just had a mullet and a metal shirt at the time. That was enough magic devil shit to...
Yeah, I'm sure they would have looked at me funny, but I wasn't, like, going out and, like, you know, chanting shit at people.
I'm sorry, a Jew kid in West Memphis, they probably would have been investigating your murder.
Yeah. I would have been the one that got murdered.
Yeah.
They would have been like, he's trying to replace somebody here.
Yep. We'd have Eddie Vedder out here trying to solve it and shit.
Yeah.
That fucking documentary is... Seconds into it, there's multiple dead kid bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Wild.
When that whole thing was happening, my favorite part of it was Keith Morris and Henry Rollins went on tour with Black Flag to pay the bills for those guys.
Yeah.
So I got to see...
Rollins and Eddie Vedder was part of that, big part of it, and... some other guys, like a whole bunch of rock stars got involved in it.
Yeah. But I got to see Keith Morris and Henry Rollins do Black Flag songs live, and it was sweet.
Yeah. Metallica had donated music or whatever for the documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what really fucked me up with that story is the Jason... I heard an interview with him where he was talking about how he had been at Walmart that morning, like the local Walmart in the country, and like buying a pop at the like the quarter machine and playing arcade games in there, and that's exactly what I did as a kid, a little goth kid in Georgia, mm-hmm. like a state over, like that totally could have happened.
Yeah,
same thing. I'm surprised none of us were ever arrested because we deserved it a lot of times.
I had friends that's what they would skip school and go to the arcade.
Yeah.
And they were just metal kids.
Yeah, but in rural America, the arcade is like they have one Pac-Man in the foyer of Walmart.
No thank you.
And like
America.
One of those little cars you get on and it rocks back and forth.
Yeah, how much did you like that car?
It was great.
Myers, they got these Myers popping up now.
Yeah.
They had a Myers in Lima and they just had horses lined the front of the fucking store and it was a penny to ride the horse. And that's how
they
got
a hump on the
in.
Saddle. They're out here creating all kinds of bi kids with these things.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah. It's not the Jew queers creating gay kids. It's these goddamn horses in front of the
mine. Little quarter machines.
We used to go to a Kmart and hang out. I wasn't a metal kid or a goth kid. I was just a fat kid, and they had a Little Caesars in it.
I remember as a little goth kid seeing the fat kids go into Walmart to eat, and like they had like a little cafe inside of them then,
yeah,
and being jealous that they could afford it. So,
most time we got sodas and just sat there and fucking annoyed the people until they gave us pizza.
I used to go to the bowling alley and play video games there.
I did that too.
And I was a really bad bowler, but I could kick the shit out of some people in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Where I lived in Somerville, Georgia, it was just like that's where you would just get dropped off at the Walmart parking lot. There was like a McDonald's in the same parking lot and just kind of walk back and forth and talk to people, the other people that got dropped off until you like figured out who had drugs that night or where there was like a house party or whatever. And then you would go somewhere else. Mm. But that was like the spot.
Man, I had friends.
I mean, this is just where they were all at too. I mean, everybody knew each other and shit. It's just where you found everybody.
Mm.
Thank God for the Waltons.
Yeah.
What would you fucking hillbillies have done?
It would have just been like a hayfield. Yeah. Just drive around the hayfield and find drugs.
Yeah. Speaking of finding drugs... It's about that time to find some drugs.
Yeah, I'm going to wrap the show up.
Just a reminder, August 21st.
Yes, August 21st. Graham v. Eckenrode.
Yeah.
Armstrong v. Rishaw.
Yeah.
And more.
Demery versus Bane.
Demery and Bane. And we'll have...
A couple more battles, too.
We'll have a couple more battles. More.
Yeah.
Just waiting on some confirmations.
And a stand-up set to kick things off. And 100% guarantee Andy Barr.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
As soon as he confirms with me.
Well, Tabitha's not here this week, so I think...
Oh, yeah. Tabitha's been doing the new... Sign off.
What, does she call everybody pigs?
No, I think she's been trying to make a new one up, but out of the first two, she just did the same one because she panicked last week. So, I guess now it's just, get off my swamp!